Support for Writer's Almanac on WVIK comes from the Mississippi Valley Regional Blood Center, working together with volunteer donors to provide blood products and services to hospitals throughout the region. Information at bloodcenter.org. That was quite an interview.
That was inspiring, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I think these kids love to go out and do groups and stuff, so contact Youth Hope if your church group or your school group or...
Yeah, Wednesday, 6:30 over on 11th Street. That's in Rock Island. Well, we got a little time for a book bag. What's in yours?
Well, let me give you two books that deal with the religious violence that is rampant, has been rampant, I suppose, ever since there was religion, because there's so much of it going on today. The first one is by Rabbi Jonathan Sacks, who's the chief rabbi of the United Hebrew Congregations of the Commonwealth from 1991 to 2013, and it's called Not in God's Name, Confronting Religious Violence. And its thesis is that much of the religious violence is due simply to the misinterpretation we make of the Bible, how we misread it and misinterpret it. And if we understood it, we would understand. The opening sentence is, "When religion turns men into murderers, God weeps." The other book is by a person that if you read religious writing, you probably already know, and it says the same thing. It talks about the way, the title is Biblical Literalism, A Gentile Heresy by John Shelby Spong. Spong was the Episcopal Bishop of Newark, New Jersey, the author of some 40 books, and extremely controversial. And this book begins with a warning. If you like your Bible literally, don't read John Shelby Spong. But if you're keen for a deeper tracing of its history and inscription, rush to get your hands on a copy of Biblical Literalism. And his idea in this book, it concentrates on the book of Matthew and says that the seeds of anti-Semitism are rooted in Christians' failure to grasp the Jewish context in which the Gospel of Matthew is written. So he reinterprets the Gospel of Matthew.
One of the problems with all religious texts is that if you search through them, you can find something that you can take to reinforce whatever you happen to be thinking at the time. And that's it. You are not transformed by what you read. You transform what you read into what you want it to be.
Exactly.
And that happens in every religion all over the world. It's just one of the really unfortunate things. When I first started writing a column and introducing myself to the public, I said, you know, I have problems with religion for that very reason. That while it ennobles people and leads to great things, it is sometimes used to murder, to exclude. It's that duality that you get out of religion.
That's the thesis of both these books.
Yeah. Well, good. Give me the titles again right quick.
The titles are Not in God's Name, Confronting Religious Violence, and Biblical Literalism, A Gentile Heresy.
Okay, and those we recommend to you from the book bag. And also, we'll thank you for joining us today for our interview with Chris Britton. We'll be back next week as we continue to slog through Poetry Month. Join us then for the next edition of Scribble.